Yeah, it was loud. My colleague, Reverend Trish, and myself, we are honored to be here today and see familiar faces and stand here together and walk you with you together through this last Sunday of the Joy of Life Center. This center was founded by Reverend Nadine Rogers, and it held its first service in April of 2003. It was the premise to teach spiritual principles based on the science of mind philosophy, founded by Dr. Ernest Holmes. And at this center, our DNA was and is joy. And so we do that today here with a joy-filled heart, perhaps a tear in the eye, and that's okay too. Because letting go means just that. Letting go and cleansing each other, it's a good thing. Nothing seems to be missing here, and nothing has been lost. And what we're experiencing here is a transitioning and transformation. Because some of us may know already what they're about to do and what is to come for them, but some of us, just not yet. But we're open and we're trusting that it is going to be revealed. And so we have done a lot over the years, from weekly Sunday celebrations to teaching science of mind classes and workshops where we opened our hearts and minds to explore and see how spiritual principles operated in our personal lives. We became, some of us, practitioners. And some of us went on to become ministers. We had outreach programs like the Shoe-In, the Hug Rallies, Harvesting Our Abundance, fundraisers, peace walks, concerts. We participated in the 64 Days of Nonviolence. We had kids programs on Sundays, a teen group, clowns, numerous guest speakers, and amazing singers and musicians. We have done a lot over the years, and we did an amazing job to run this center 12 plus years. And recently, the new Wine, Women, and Wisdom program had raised close to $400 for an organization called the Slum Runners, founded by Christina Perkins. She is here today. She is one of the teens that came through this center. And her recent visit to Africa inspired her to build schools. Schools made out of bags filled with dirt. So here she is today, and she has brought some unique bracelets made from building materials and beads. Take a look, speak to her. Perhaps it is a last minute stocking stuffer idea. It certainly would help in the process of building these schools. So and here we are. We want to thank you. You, the volunteers, that gave of their time and treasure. Whether you served on the board as the sound tech at the door, or took on a really valuable chair position. You were an essential part, and not enough words of gratitude can be said about what it means to have reliable and steady volunteers. Thank you to all the members that have supported us in many ways by taking classes, workshops, coming to take part in the weekly celebrations, and your conscious giving. Thank you to all the practitioners for your consciousness, for the work that you did in mind, always treating for the highest and best for this center, the pastor and this community. Thank you to all ministers that served as either staff or associates for your willing participation and joy you shared with us. And last but not least, thank you to our founding pastor, Reverend Nadine Rogers, now retired, for having created this center in the first place. Thank you for caring, for loving, for bringing us this teaching, your gifts and curiosity. You set an example for many. When we are curious about how life operates, then we will find some answers. Isn't that so? So my wish to all of you here today is to stay curious, stay connected, and love each other. And now I turn it over to my colleague, Reverend Trish.
Thank you, Monica. I'm honored today, and I'd love to be able to, as a founding member, just do a brief recap of some of the highlights of our time together from the beginning, and acknowledge some of the people that were the heart and soul of our community. It takes a community to make a community. Reverend Nadine had her vision, brought her flair and spirituality and unique loving personality to us in the beginning. And we started out in the Jewish Center. We had a beautiful auditorium. It was across from Glenmore Landing with a little stage. And in the beginning, before service, we had a little skit that Soleil or anyone was welcome to participate in, demonstrating spiritual principle. And Louis the Clown would sometimes make a surprise appearance in the middle of Nadine's talk to give his insights on spiritual principles. Neil Williams was the first president of the board, and we had classes and board meetings at Yale Gelfand's motorcycle business. And Bill Saviak, who has now passed away, was a founding member, a mentor, and a staunch supporter of our community. I believe that's when Judy and Tink also came when we were at Glenmore Landing, and Joyce and her husband Irv were also founding members. Before Irv passed away, he did the setup and greeted people as they came in the door. He was just a beautiful regular at our service, and I don't think he missed a Sunday. We then moved to Cedar Brae Community Center, where Darlene and her husband took over the role of setup, Sunday setup. And it was there many of you joined us, including Susan and Carl, Helen, Monica, Sharon, Lisa as practitioner, Reverend Gabriella and Reverend J.K. before they started their own center, Reverend Doug Craig, Reverend Teresa, Reverend Tina, and Reverend Sharon Mitchell. And Doug, Peter, and Christina also joined us there, Christina and her sister. And they all blessed us with their talent and gifts. And Susan and Carl's two boys were raised in the Science of Mind teaching. I remember them as just tiny. And what a blessing to be able to grow up knowing this teaching and these principles. I do remember a couple discussions with the leadership about growing community, that maybe we should stop hugging so much, and because we were too much like a family. And maybe we weren't growing because everyone just liked it like this, a warm and loving community. I remember Carl saying on the subject of growth, you know, we are each growing in our own life. Each one of us has grown so much from this teaching. So thank you, Carl. Joy of Life also grew several licensed practitioners. Darlene Mayer, Monica, myself, Helen Moffat, Susan Berry, and together with our ministers at that time, we formed a strong ministry of prayer, which will continue even after today. Our annual community events and outreach started here, shoe-in, hug rallies, harvesting our abundance. And at one harvesting abundance, you never knew what Nadine was up to. Who's always full of surprises and joyful happiness. But this one harvesting abundance after Darlene, myself, and Monica had become practitioners. Darlene saying, oh no. Instead of having a solemn service to commemorate this, Reverend Nadine had decided that the three of us would entertain the community doing a burlesque of Let Me Entertain You. So here we are in our skimpy costumes, stockings, high heels, and feather boas. Like I said, they never knew what was going to happen next. And somewhere there's video proof of that, I'm sure.
Censored.
Why is that not on Facebook?
Oh, no. Maybe he's going, yes.
Oh, maybe you can release it now.
If you talk to me, I'll make it happen.
We had so many community events over the years, and wonderful, inspiring guest speakers, including some of the icons from Centers for Spiritual Living. And Reverend Nadine never hesitated to bring us some of the famous speakers and teachers for our benefit. Many of us went together for CSL's annual event when it was in Asilomar by the ocean in California, and that will be a time fondly remembered by all of us. And then we moved to Bridgeland, and some of you joined us there. Part of that move was to be closer to downtown, to the business people, and we had an open door drop-in policy. Practitioners did a taze that was open to the public. Some of us did mini business brown bag talks for the business people. And here we had another famous Harvesting Your Abundance with a skit featuring songs and dance with Granny. She was so authentic that some of the people were asking, who is that old lady? Not realizing it was our elegant Judy Armstrong. Music has always been a part of our time together, and we've had so many beautiful singers over the years, and some of them are here today. We moved to Leiden's, and some more of you joined us here. And as much as we loved being here for Sundays, a new movement is taking place in CSL. And Reverend Nadine was at the forefront of recognizing this. And that is the idea of taking our teaching outside four walls and traditional Sunday service and bringing it into the community and into the world. We will always have the feeling of being family. And I know there will be further opportunities for us to be together. But just like family, things change. Some go away and some do other things, but they still keep in touch and get together. I thank you all for what we have meant to each other. And I thank you, Reverend Nadine, for your vision and being the joy of life. And for me, this is not goodbye, but until we meet again. Now let us continue to enjoy our time together.
Thank you.
Welcome. Now we're going to do a short meditation. And the purpose of this meditation is to be in the time before time, the place from which all ideas come before ideas are formed. The outcome of this meditation is to receive some input, form from a place deep inside you. So let us go now to that absolute stillness within.
The farmer allows his field to rest at this time of year. Let us also cease from creating just for this precious time. Let your body become comfortable, heavy and warm. No need to move at all. Let your eyes gently close. We are seeking that place within, from which all new beginnings arise. This is not the time for new beginnings. That time will surely come, but it is not now. Now is the time to pause in the field of all potential.
Repeat after me these words in your mind. I go to the place where the flowers are, before the buds appear. I go to the place where ideas are given, before they are ready to be formed. I go to the place of new beginnings before anything has begun.
We are in the place of unformed substance. All around us, above and below, is a benign bubbling field with unimaginable potential energy. It is as if one of these bubbles or bursts of energy at any moment could form itself into the prototype of a new idea. Because it is not time for new ideas, it is all held in the powerful place of potential. It is the time of loving what is.
Follow this idea. Surprisingly, a small boat is bobbing up to you. In it are the four elementals of earthly existence. At least one of them has a message for you. In the boat is a mermaid, the elemental of water, who is the expert on emotions and on relating. There is an orange salamander, the elemental of fire, who is an expert on passion and life force. There is a sylph, a being so airy that she can hardly be seen, as the elemental of air. The sylph is an expert on logic, ideas, and speech. Finally, there's a troll with his pickaxe, the elemental of earth, who is an expert on form and stability. These elements approach you, and at least one has a message for you. It might be a message about balance in your life. It could be a message of praise, or a message of healing, or a suggestion or inspiration. Spend some time with your elementals.
Thank your elementals at this time and let them drift away. In a moment, you will be asked to return to your normal awareness. Feel yourself loved and held in this place of no action and no responsibility. Know that when something is required of you, there will be all the inspiration and time that you need. Your gifts will be drawn from you in the perfect way and the perfect time. Now, just be. And gently, when you're ready, come back into this room. I wonder what the meaning of love is. They say love all there is. I just think that's so impossible. What is love really? They call it a gift. Gift, my head. What is the source of love anyway?
Well, Monica, God is the source of love. And through the givingness of itself, It has poured itself into all it's created. And that includes you. I know it's hard because you can't see love. But imagine it's like the sun. Even when it's night and we can't see it, it's still shining, but we're turned away from it. And even when the cloud covers it, it is still there. It is always there, whether we can see it or not. And just like love, nothing exists without it.
Oh. They say love is unconditional. I just think that it depends on the BS. belief system, that is.
Well, unconditional love is again like the sunshine. It shines on all people and things without a thought to who and what deserves it. And it's a gift because you can't earn it by good deeds or good behavior. And there is nothing you can do to separate yourself from this eternal love.
It sounds like all I have done before was effort without reward. Well, of course I wanted to be loved. So I did what people ask of me. And yet, there was something missing. This eternal love you're talking about, where do I find it?
Love is the eternal flame of the universe, the very fire and light of life itself. We try to imagine God in our own image, but really we're made in the image of God. The divine has given us all its qualities, including love, and our job is to become aware of this in ourselves. This love is so great, all gifts have already been given, everything we could ever desire, including free will and the ability to choose.
Oh. You know, I imagine God has somebody or a something outside of me that gives me love. What do you mean? Love has given it already. Don't I have to do something first? I don't get it. Where is it?
Well, in meditation and silence, you will learn to experience this divine connection. And also the field of infinite possibility and potential.
What field? I don't see a field here.
You won't see it with your physical eyes, Monica. It's a field of love energy and universal intelligence. And just like the fish doesn't know it's in the ocean because it's immersed in it and totally surrounded by it.
You know, sometimes I feel so sad and rejected, even depressed or angry, and not worth being loved at all. I'm like a pink elephant amongst the normal gray ones. I don't fit in. So I cover myself with mud and dirt until all the pink is gone. Now I fit in. But why am I not happy?
Well, Monica, it's good you're not happy. It's a reminder to you that this is not the real you. You're seeing yourself through a limited perspective. If you could see yourself as the divine sees you, filled with loving, overwhelming love, you would see yourself as shining, bright, and gloriously beautiful.
Limited perspective. Are you saying that it might be my opinions and my judgments acting like filters that keep my authentic self covered up? And here I thought, when I express my anger, my sadness, and my fears as I feel them, I'm more real.
Well, all the universe is made up of energy. Source energy is the highest vibration of love. And anytime you feel happy and loved, you're in tune with this source energy. Anger, sadness, and fear are a totally different energy. You don't like the way that feels, so it's a wonderful in-your-face reminder that you are out of sync with the vibration of love or source.
So how then can I get into the, what did you call it, source energy?
We're surrounded by this energy, this field of pure potential. And because we are so loved, we've been given the ability to speak our word into the unformed that we call love, law, and co-create anything we desire. And just like a parent that loves their children so much and wants them to have the best in life, so the Creator wants this for you.
Now you really lost me. What law are you talking about here? And whatever do you mean by speak our word? Shouldn't it be words? I usually speak more than one word when I do say something, you know. And the unformed what?
Well, Monica, love works through the law. And what I'm talking about is a spiritual law. And by word, I mean intention. The unformed is the unformed substance that is readily available, awaiting your ideas and intention. In other words, your word.
Ah, okay. So how would I then learn about this spiritual law and all that, that would use it?
I think it would be a good idea for you to learn about what I said, the spiritual laws, and the way you can co-create your own experience. Maybe you should consider taking a Science of Mind class.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the Christ child's birth. Long lay the world in darkness, they were pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night the Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine, oh, holy night, most wondrous of creation, it is the night when the Christ light will reign. Long lay the world in great anticipation, for now's the time when we know peace will reign. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Rise up in love, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine. Christ is born, oh, night. the Christ is born. Oh, night divine.
Strong. Thank you. Wow. Well, I'm so grateful that I learned about the spiritual laws of the universe, and I'm so excited to have found the science of mind. It taught me that I am in an integral part of the universe, and I am discovering that wholeness is a state of being.
Yes, Monica. Wholeness is a place in consciousness that affirms we are one with life. We are connected to all living things on this planet. You are not created outside the universe, but are a vital part of it.
Exactly. And I'm now aware that some beliefs that I have taken on, such as I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, may have been the lens through which I have viewed my world for decades.
Right. Well, you created a story based on old beliefs. Thoughts are more than just things. They're the cause of things. And you found that as you claimed, I'm not good enough, and I'm not worthy, events showed up in your life to prove you were right. You did the best you could, though, with what you knew about life then. You understand now that you're not a victim of circumstances, but the creator of what happens in your life.
Yes, and I can release the old stories by stepping into the field of all possibilities and anticipate the excitement that can occur when I remain open to an infinity of choices. On top of that, I see the opportunity to give up blame and shame.
Right. And your old stories are just that, old stories. You now have control over your thoughts and life. Remember, life is lived from within out, and the support of the universe is always with you. It will be exciting to see what you are capable of creating now that you understand that you're in partnership with that that created the stars and the galaxies.
That is a whole new concept for me. It is astounding to me to realize that I have denied myself compassion. By practicing mindfulness, my heart is opening, and now I sense the connection with the divine. The realization that I can control my thoughts and therefore my life was an eye-opener for me.
Yes. Well, the divine is substance, source, and supply, the giver of all gifts. And it's our choice and privilege to accept those gifts. And that is the start to understanding that the divine will for you is a life of abundance, love, harmony, and complete and utter happiness.
This is truly amazing. The striving for love, happiness, peace, and joy outside of myself has an expiring date on it. As soon as I am aware of it, I will say, stop it, and change my thinking. These qualities of peace, joy, and love are inherent within me. And by looking for them outside of me, I'm getting away from my authentic self. Thankfully, I can trust my inner partner for reminding me and realize that it is not I, but a divine will that does the work.
This is the experience of being one with spirit. You're coming into the awareness that that the best in life is for you. Knowing you are loved unconditionally, it is easier to love yourself and others.
Absolutely. Also, everything begins with choice. It is up to me to keep what I have learned and still learning in the forefront of my mind and my daily activities. When this becomes the new normal, then I truly live my authentic self. Of course, this is not an overnight journey. However, the journey has begun.
And Monica, once your awareness of the truth expands, there is no going back.
So, simply put, I am love. And with this awareness, I am open and willing going forward to love all there is.
Thank you, Monica. And wherever you may find yourself this holiday season, remember that it is our nature to be love. When spirit, mind, and body live together as one in the present moment, it's where our heart has called us to be. It's where love lives. And that is a very beautiful thing. And so it is.
And so it is.